Welcome back to Wrestling Overview. Coming to you guys with another episode. Let's go ahead and get straight into everything. So first of all, you probably may have heard Vince McMahon has stepped down as CEO and chairman of WWE for a little while, as there is an investigation going on that there was a hush pay to cover up an affair that Vince McMahon had with an employee back in 2018 or so. And so basically, just to explain the situation, Stephanie McMahon, who announced that she would be taking a leave from most of her duties in WWE, will be stepping in as the interim CEO and chairwoman of WWE. This is most likely until the investigation ends. So far, we don't really know if there will be too much of any changes, but we'll see what happens while she's the CEO of the company, and also whether or not, depending on the outcome of this investigation and this whole thing, will Vince McMahon actually return to WWE, and if so, will everything be the same as this investigation is taken out by the own board of the company? More news that you probably heard: Sasha Banks has been released from WWE. This came up because her and Naomi walked out of WWE on Raw back in May, and from there there's been a lot of speculation that she was going to be released, and for a while it had been confirmed, and it finally was. So where will she be going after this? A lot of people are speculating that she'll go to AEW, and I just want to put my input. Give some input on where I think she could be going. So first off, the AEW thing, I think that definitely is a possibility, considering there's a lot of women's wrestlers there from WWE, and I think a lot of women wrestlers that would want to face her, and likewise Sasha would want to face a lot of them, which I think there could be some amazing matches. But like I said before, AEW doesn't need to hire anybody, even with a name as big as Sasha Banks. Of course, getting Sasha Banks into the company would be huge for AEW because of the massive following that she's made. That would just be, I think that would be a great addition to the roster. But I'm not completely saying that she should go there, and there are plenty of other wrestling promotions that she could go to. Also, we have to consider Japan, as she went there in 2019 during her leave to train over there, and so we could think there's a possibility she could go over to Japan, which, if it's a wrestling promotion such as IWGP, then that could also connect to AEW wrestling matches too. Some other people think maybe she'll move to Hollywood, as she's been on several different shows. Like I said, she's made a huge name, and not even just in the wrestling world, a lot in Hollywood too. So maybe, you know, take the route that John Cena and Batista took, become an actress or something like that. But there's definitely a lot of places she could go to, and I think any place she goes to, a lot of money will be on the line, and she'll probably become the hottest free agent, and a whole bunch of companies are going to be wanting to sign her. Matt Hardy has given some input on the Jeff Hardy situation. If you don't know what happened, basically Jeff Hardy was arrested under influence. This is his third DUI, so he's facing a felony, and he's been suspended and can't return until he's fixed these problems. So a lot of people have been wondering what's going to happen to the Hardy Boys, and more specifically Matt, I guess, because Matt is now without a tag team partner. And basically, he just was saying that he's going to make the most out of this opportunity. He talked to Tony Khan, says he wants to, quote, change up a little bit, tweak some things. So we'll see where he really goes. This may be the debut of a new character. May see an old one, but I think whatever it is, I'm glad that he's looking at it in a more optimistic way, and, you know, not like a setback, like he said. I think this is a great opportunity. Matt has had great single runs before, so I think he can definitely make a lot of this, and hopefully we can see Matt and Jeff return soon, so that we can see the Hardy Boys if this indeed is their last run. But that's everything I had for today. A little bit short. I will be back next week. Don't forget to follow the podcast. You know, hit with listener support if you want to help support. It inspires me to make more episodes. Please continue to share the podcast with anyone that you think is interested. And come back and keep listening. Mr. Y signing off.